from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're listening to jazz and we're headed west. David Wiegand and I came west a long time ago and we stayed and we're glad we did, despite the drought. He's an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
Let's start with one of the great chameleons of rock and talk.
Now, Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly. Spiders from Mars, he played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band.
That's David Bowie, of course, as Ziggy Stardust. And I think this music is from 43 years ago. Yeah, hard to believe.
It is.
Yeah. And this is just the first of many personas that David Bowie has donned as a rock star and as a movie star.
That's true.
Really an actor.
He really is an actor. I mean, I remember when he did the production of The Elephant Man, you know, long before Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
But he's made a number of movies over the years. Some of them not so good. Some of them are great. One of my very, very favorites is The Man Who Fell to Earth, not only because of Bowie, but because it's a Nicholas Roeg film.
Very weird.
I love that weird film.
But very good, yes.
Totally love it. But he's a really interesting actor, and there's a new way of celebrating that. The Yerba Buena Center for the Arts is doing a complete David Bowie Film Fest.
Yeah, including the sexiest vampire film ever called The Hunger. The series Cracked Actor opens Thursday at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts and continues through March 29th. Let's listen to a song now from one of our favorite local divas.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime, didn't you? People call, say, beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all akin you.
That's Paula West giving a jazz cabaret treatment to a Bob Dylan song. And David, you and I talked to Paula about her current show Feinstein's just last week, right here in the studio. And she told us why she includes songs by Dylan.
He's just a wonderful songwriter. I know a lot of people don't like to hear him sing. I always get that. A lot of times after the show, that was the first time I understood the words. Or, you know, someone says something like that. But he's just a great songwriter. And great songs lend themselves to alternative interpretations.
I've seen this program that Paula West is doing at Feinstein's at the Nico, and it's really amazing. It's very eclectic. Later this year, she's going to be doing a Dylan concert at SF Jazz, but in the meantime, you got to catch the show at Feinstein's.
Paula West continues her residency at Feinstein's at the Hotel Nico through March 22nd, and she does, as David said, that all Dylan concert in July at SF Jazz. You can find lots more jazz starting tonight at San Jose Jazz Winterfest, even if the weather is pretty nice. What a lineup. I'm especially interested in the 25-year-old pianist Chris Bowers. He's just incredible. Watching for?
Well, you know, it's a wonderful lineup here. I mean, there are people like Mads Tolling, who, you know, obviously is a great violinist in the Bay Area. Diane Schur is going to be there. Taylor McFerrin, who is Bobby's son, is going to be there.
Yeah, he's kind of a DJ, electronic music, very, very different.
A little bit of what his dad does, but then a little bit of his own stuff, too. So something for everyone.
Yeah, plus
Les Yeux Noirs.
Thank you. Plus, there'll be a lot of local high school bands at the San Jose Jazz Winterfest tonight through March 8th. Now, something from an indie supergroup. That's the New Pornographers. Call this a welcome leftover from our discussion of Noise Pop last week. The New Pornographers a really stable lineup since 1999.
Yeah.
Canadian supergroup. Yeah.
That's right. Canadian supergroup.
Who knew?
How often does that happen? No, they're really good. They're terrific. And they're one of the tickets you can get at Noise Pop. They're at the Fox Theater tomorrow night in Oakland.
Yeah, and don't miss him. Nico Case, John Collins, A.C. Newman, and others. And here's an extra personal choice for this week, a virtuoso bassist playing in San Jose. Cafe Stritch is hosting jazz bassist Charnet Moffett's band Network. And Moffett plays electric and acoustic bass like nobody else. He makes it rock and sing. And he's playing with the equally adept guitarist Stanley Jordan, who picks and taps his guitar up on the frets. Nobody else does that. It's well worth the drive to see these virtuosos at Cafe Stritch tonight in San Jose. And David, you had another
Also well worth the drive or the parking, wherever it may be. ACT opened Mr. Burns this week, which I saw on Wednesday night. It is terrific. It's a really smart and very, very funny play. And it is about The Simpsons, but it's also about mythology, religion, and theater, all of the above.
That's right. Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, continues at the American Conservatory Theater through March 15th. And hey, we're working on a Duelist podcast. So what do you want to hear in that? Performance, interviews, more talking heads like David and me? Maybe not.
Talking grain heads, as we call it.
But just let us know. Send us an email at thedoolist@kqed.org or send me a tweet at CyrusKQED. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on these shows and many more at kqed.org/thedoolist.